My poor husband is a billionaire. Chapter 1391. Thoroughly irritated, although Jeremy's statement after the Turner Group's bankruptcy was clearly provocative, it also served as an indirect confirmation that Brandon's plan had worked. Jeremy was thoroughly irritated after the Turner Group collapsed. This was good news for Brandon. Faced with anger and loss of composure, even a rational person like Jeremy was bound to reveal more flaws and become disorganized. When that happened, Brandon could seize the opportunity and launch a direct strike at the opponent's stronghold, capturing the mysterious pharmacist who had been PE behind the scenes for so long. AES with the op BF ped off Janet at work every day and I lot more time at her studio. I following the bankruptcy of the Turner Group, Jeremy and Suzanne inexplicably traveled abroad. Although they were thousands of miles away, Brandon remained vigilant and didn't underestimate the situation, because Janet's safety was not to be taken lightly. He constantly feared that the opponent might have left behind some last resort or threat. If she ever got hurt due to his carelessness, he would never forgive himself for the rest of his life. Despite Janet's dedication to preparing for the fashion show, she couldn't help but feel like there I was something off with me here. Janet read Nate Brandon's NAR embrace and looked up at him worriedly, a skin I what's been going on these past few days. Why? I get that the feeling that you're worried about something. Embracing her tightly and inhaling the sweet scent of her hair, Brandon slowly relaxed. With a gentle smile, he reassured her, it's nothing. Perhaps I've just been feeling a bit tired lately. Janet sat up straight and looked at Brandon with a dissatisfied look. Don't try to lie to me. I can tell that there's something wrong with you. What exactly is going on? ET had some knowledge of Jeremy and Suzanne's relationship. She also knew that Brandon might have had a hand in the downfall of the Turner Group. In spite of that, she couldn't understand why he was so concerned with them, considering that the Turner Group had already fallen, and that Jeremy and Suzanne were only small fry. Why was he acting like he was facing a formidable foe? Janet mulled over all this and asked him directly. Brandon vaguely replied, I'm worried that they might act recklessly and harm you. In reality, what he truly feared was the mysterious pharmacist who lurked behind Jeremy and Suzanne. For this mystery figure had a very calm and calm demeanor. So far, he had a it jorally irritate equals percent, however, he chose not to reveal his with a skeptical look on her face. Janet asked, really? Brandon pulled her into his arms, bearing a faint smile. Why would I ever lie to you? Moreover, you've been so busy these days that you've neglected meals and rest. Don't I have to keep an eye on you to ensure that you get enough of both? His words made Janet feel warm inside, forcing her lips to slowly curl up into a smile. Since you're being so considerate, I won't ask any more questions. As she spoke, she wrapped her arms around his neck and whispered affectionately, once I'm done with the fashion week abroad, I'll come right back and spend quality time with you. Chapter 1392. Brandon's heart skipped a abroad. Is the fashion week going to be held abroad this time? He inquired. Janet nodded with a gleam of excitement in her eyes. Yes, it'll take place in Paris this time. It's a designer's paradise, with renowned designers from all over the world making an appearance. I'll see a lot of masterpieces on the runway and learn a lot of new things. As he listened to her excited voice, Brandon's heart began to beat faster and faster. A bad feeling gradually enveloped it, growing so intense that he couldn't ignore it. Read a smile. All right, NGE6IL. I ready for you this time to ensure that you're safe. J. Janet, however, didn't understand the depth of Brandon's worries and waved her hand dismissively. No need for that. I'm simply attending a fashion show, not embarking on a spy mission. Why would I need so much security? Brandon held Janet's hand firmly and looked into her eyes, his gaze serious and solemn. No, you must take more bodyguards with you this time. Janet was taken aback, her eyebrows furrowed in suspicion as she looked at him. What's going on? Why do you look so nervous? Why do you suddenly want to increase my security? Upon examining him closely, she added, you seem weird. Brandon immediately realized that he had anything bad to happen to them, would we? Janet nodded, maintaining a skeptical look on her eye face, and asked, so you just want the bodyguards to keep an eye on my clothes? Are you sure you're not lying to me? With a helpless smile, Brandon said, you're too clever for me. There's no way I can ever deceive that sharp mind of yours. He paused for a moment and provided her with a hint. Have you forgotten what happened during the last fashion show you participated in? Janet's face turned serious as she recollected the frustrating incidents that took place during her studio. Understanding the pot, she nodded in agreement. Lly patted him on TL. Arced, it's my first fashion show as I independent designer, I'm afraid I'll have to trouble you with the security, Mr. Larson. QL Brandon smiled, his eyes sparkling with affection. It's my pleasure to serve you, Mrs. Larson. KKK The next day, Brandon made arrangements for security personnel for Janet's studio. As Lexi walked into the studio, her body froze with fear as she laid eyes on the 7 or 8 intimidating bodyguards dressed in black who stood inside. She let out a forced, nervous laugh and said, well, looks like I came to the wrong place. With that, she spun around and headed for exit. Right before she could leave, CUT and grabbed her arm as he explained the situation, Mrs. Larson, I going to be in a fashion show, you see, so for her safety, boss has asked me to hire these bodyguards. They're quite impressive, aren't they? Just by standing there, no one would dare to disturb her. Lexi's lips twitched as she replied, yeah. They do look pretty cool. Not only would others be too scared to disturb Janet, but Lexi herself also wouldn't dare approach her either with just one look at those intimidating bodyguards. This realization made the importance. Chapter 1393. Terrifying detent. Sean had successfully motivated Lexi with the group of bodyguards he brought. Lexi's eyes were full of resolution. She swore to herself to become Janet's right-hand woman, never to hold her back in any way. Sean noticed the sudden change in Lexi's eyes, and he felt perplexed. What's wrong? He asked. Lexi turned to Sean and replied firmly, I don't have time for an idle chat. I must prepare for the fashion show. She pushed the bewildered Sean aside and rushed excitedly to the computer. Soon, she was Sean's mouth twitched of it, Lexi stood up and shouted. Got it? Sean was startled. He leaned over and asked what? Look. Lexi cried as she pointed to an announcement on Mandy's studio's official website. It seemed that Mandy was also participating in the fashion show, and many users were posting comments to cheer her on. Mandy is one of Boss' strongest competitors. Looks like she is participating in the fashion show and has already started preparations. I must report this to Boss immediately. She explained passionately. Q better sooner than later, Lexi rushed out to search for Janet. Aired thought VIH anxiously from the other side. Janet tensed up again. She cleared her throat and said, come in. Lexi pushed the door open hastily and walked in. Janet saw the anxiety on Lexi's face and felt nervous again. What's wrong? What happened? She asked warily. When Lexi was about to report, she felt a sudden cold, icy gaze on her. She looked over cautiously and saw Brandon glaring at her, unmoving. Oh God! Mr. Larson is terrifying. Lexi trembled under his gaze and groaned to he said to Lexi as he lowered his head and continued working on his laptop. Lexi stole a glance at Brandon and tried to calm herself down. She couldn't help but think that Brandon's aura was too powerful. Only Janet could stay composed before him. All right. Tell me what happened. Why are you in such a hurry? Janet asked as she turned her attention back to Lexi. Lexi walked steadily over to Janet and handed her phone to Janet. She showed Janet the announcement and said, Mandy had posted that. Chapter 1394. This is just a marketing tactic, nothing to be surprised about, Janet said calmly as she handed the phone back to Lexi. However, Lexi frowned and warned, but she seems confident. Perhaps she has some tricks up her sleeve. We ought to be careful. Janet smiled and replied nonchalantly, Mandy has always been the one to create hype things up before a fashion show. She is usually flamboyant and high profile, so I've already expected her to do some publicity before the competition. She leaned back in her chair and relaxed slightly before continuing, as far as I know, Mandy has been quietly preparing for this fashion. Janet smiled and shook her head. WHE1 designers are confident, it's common industry practice to be high profile before a show. She isn't intentionally targeting us, she explained patiently. Lexi still appeared confused. Although she had been working in the studio for some time and had been very diligent in her work, she was not a professional designer. Hence, she still did not fully understand the ins and outs of the design industry. Moreover, she had a bias against Mandy. Janet understood what was going through Lexi's mind and explained, designers need a certain level of recognition to add to the chance of winning. So, when designers are confident in their work, they hype up their design to garner and establish their reputation. Beethoven he kept his head low, his atone AA still overwhelmed her. Lexi shuddered and swallowed her words again. Noticing that Lexi was silent again, Janet turned her head and glared at Brandon. Brandon, stop scaring my assistant. She scolded. Brandon looked at her and said innocently, I didn't do anything. She got scared on her own. Then, he gave Lexi a cold stare. In fact, he was purposely trying to scare her. He finally managed to calm Janet down, but because of Lexi, Janet mean become nervous again. Pye aired his IA continuing with his war with Janet's protection, Lexi quietly heaved a sigh of relief. Eagerness flashed across her eyes as she suggested, I think Mandy's approach is very promising. We can consider learning from it. Janet raised an eyebrow and nodded, gesturing for Lexi to continue. Encouraged by Janet's support, Lexi grew more excited as she spoke. Boss, your credentials are excellent and your skills are on par or even better than Mandy's. We don't need to be afraid about posting more photos of your work. I'm sure it will be effective in promoting your name. Moreover, our studio was recently opened and had been criticized in the past. This will be the perfect RIB opportunity to bond outs. Chapter 1395. It will only get worse. After pondering over it for a while, Janet shook her head. Lexi, being a bit hasty, grew anxious when Janet turned down her suggestion. Boss, you don't think this promotional approach will be effective? It worked well for Mandy, though. Janet reassured Lexi in gentle tone. Don't worry, your promotional strategy is great. It's just that this particular plan isn't suitable for our studio at the moment. Lexi furrowed her brows and took a moment to mull over it, but still couldn't quite understand what Janet meant. What exactly about it isn't suitable? She inquired. Janet explained in a concise manner, does Mandy have exceptional skills? I will only ge we fought our situation, however, is different. Lexi quickly caught on and started to see Janet's point. Is it unsuitable for us because we've come to under criticism in the past? Janet smiled and nodded in agreement. As a new independent designer, I don't have a large fan base. Moreover, the recent controversy hasn't completely died down yet, and the studio's reputation is not in favorable standing with the public. If I put out such a press release, it would give the impression that I'm more focused on gaining popularity rather than showcasing my design skills. It would only invite more criticism and negativity from the online community. Lexi finally understood her. She sheepishly scratched the back of her head in embarrassment and said sincerely, I'm sorry, boss, I didn't think it through. Then she shifted her gaze, her eyes gleaming wi a passionate flame of determination. However, I believe that if I can deliver outstanding results in this fashion show and earn the recognition of renowned international designers, our studio will gain the trust it deserves. When that happens, all our clients will come back to us. Lexi was inspired by Janet's resilient spirit, but at the same time, felt a surge of indignation. The fact that such a talented designer had to navigate cautiously due to unfounded rumors struck a chord with her. Boss, once you dazzle everyone in the fashion show, all those critics will be silenced. Lexi exclaimed, pumping her fists with confidence. When that happens, our studio will surely rise to I become one of the most sought-after industry. Points at most 8 ye. As soon as the door clicked shut, Lexi let a sigh of relief and placed a hand on her, speaking in a hushed tone voice audible I herself, he muttered, Mr. Larson is so intimidating. Right brace for wit I can't believe I managed to say all that confidently. It was only because of boss's encouragement. Otherwise, I would have been terrified. Brandon silently listened in on the conversation between Janet and Lexi. Intrigued, he opened Mandy's social media platform to see what was being discussed. A slight frown appeared on his face as he observed the extravagant and high-profile announcement and photos posted there. He had heard every word Lexi had just muttered, and also felt a sense of sympathy for Janet. A7 on the other hand, he agree he root I. He IR, he couldn't bear to ste felt a strong urge to protect Janet, who slandered her online. Just as Janet was about to continue with I preparations for the fashion show, she caught a glimpse of Brandon. Noticing the frown on his face, she couldn't help but ask with concern, what's wrong? You don't seem to be in a very good mood. Bountiful free coins or EEAE claim now waiting for you, don't miss out. Chapter 1396. You are the best. Fiddling with his phone, Brandon regarded Janet with a gentle look. You're worrying too much, honestly. What? Caught off guard, Janet couldn't form an immediate response. Brandon shut his computer, making his way over to Janet's desk. His fingers softly pinched her cheek. Promote your studio any way you see fit. I'll be there by your side to lend my support. Brandon. In the warm glow of the backlit room, Janet watched him approach. Her heart swelled with gratitude and emotion. Thank you, taking her dainty hand in his, Brandon gazed eye down at her with affection. His voice, cold or no, reassured her, about those online rumors, I not bother you. I'll take care of them. I observing Brandon's ST playfully goaded him 7 I you will be met Viet Law Lesson Ian Larson Corporation's legal team. Let those haters learn I the meaning of discretion. Janet chuckled at his assertive statement, a sweet sensation flooding her heart. She couldn't deny the comfort and delight that came from being cherished in such a manner. Percent seeing her silent, head bowed, Brandon thought she was still worried. His voice softened. Don't fret, I'll stand by your side no matter what. You just focus on your work, I'll clear any obstacles. Janet, grinning, shook her head. I honestly couldn't care less about publicity. I don't want to transform a quality studio into a web celeb frenzy. As she spoke with genuine disinterest, Brandon felt a wave of relief. Janet held his hand tonic her voice tim I saw ba tasteful don ss approval. You are rehigia design a loses their unique flair, conforming to a standard mold, they lose their essence. I Janet lifted Brandon's hand, nuzzling her face against it affectionately. Her voice was soft and I playful. I became a top designer relying on my skills. I don't need such extravagance. Brandon smiled, ruffling Janet's hair affectionately. I respect your decision, as long as it doesn't cause you distress. Janet snuggled into his embrace, inhaling his cool scent. I knew you were the best. Holding her slender waist, Brandon's heart melted with the fragrance and softness of her body. KKKRKKK time flew by, the fashion show was upon them. Fearful that Jeremy and Suzanne might exploit the situation to Janet's detriment, Brandon had taken. Chapter 1397. Before the Fashion SH, after a lengthy flight, the jet landed safely on TH rooftop helipad of a luxurious hotel, a mere 10-minute drive from the fashion show venue. The hotel was splendid, spread over several hundred acres of land. The rooftop was spacious enough to accommodate a jet. Janet had been engrossed in the final preparations for the fashion show in the preceding days, causing her to fall into a deep slumber shortly after boarding the plane. It wasn't until Brandon woke her that she realized they had landed, her eyes fluttering open with fatigue. "We've arrived." Janet rubbed her sleep-filled that was quick. "It feels IFA off-top helipad I minute drive from the fashion show venue." The hotel was splendid, spread over several hundred acres of land. The rooftop was spacious enough to accommodate a jet. Janet had been engrossed in the final preparations for the fashion show in the preceding days, causing her to fall into a deep slumber shortly after boarding the plane. It wasn't until Brandon woke her that she realized they had landed, her eyes fluttering open with fatigue. "We've arrived." Janet rubbed her sleep-filled eyes, murmuring, "That was quick. It feels like I barely slept." Seeing her tired expression, Brandon felt a pang. Despite her exhaustion, the thou underscore show prompted Janet H, Brandon retorted, his tone unusually stern. Sean nodded in agreement, adding, "Mrs. Larson, rest assured. I'll be thorough. I'll double-check each piece of luggage and ensure there's no mistake. You should rest." "No buts. There's no need to worry," Brandon interjected assertively, taking Janet's hand and leading her towards the hotel. However, Janet remained reluctant, constantly looking back at her luggage. "But these clothes are I for the models at tomorrow's fashion show. If they get damaged, it would be disastrous. I'd feel more at ease supervising the process myself. Boss, you should rest. Sean and we'll handle everything. We won't let any harm befall these clothes." Swept by the cool breeze atop the rooftop, Janet gradually regained her calm. "I'm sorry. I've been overly anxious about the fashion show." She addressed the staff present with a smile, raising her voice, "I realize everyone has been striving to ensure I'm at my best for the show. Your efforts won't go unnoticed. Thank you all." Seeing Janet's regained composure, any lingering frustration in Brandon had long evaporated. He gently took her hand again, whispering, "Let's head back and rest." Janet returned his smile warmly. "Yes, let's head back." In the suite at the hotel, Janet retired after freshening up, intent on Ashen's show. Rubbing the bridge of his nose, Brandon felt a cute tinge of exhaustion. He said softly, "Has Janet's luggage been unloaded safely?" Sean seemed to have relocated to a quieter corner as the wind noise decreased. He reassured, "Yes, it's been transferred. The storage room where the luggage has been placed is under the highest security. We'll ensure nothing happens to her clothes. You can rest easy." Relieved at Sean's confirmation, Brandon's brow unknotted slightly. "Okay, that's good," he acknowledged. Suddenly, he remembered Jeremy and Suzanne I were also abroad. A cold glint appeared. He asked, "What's the con auntie Ari and Suzanne?" Chapter 1398. At the private airfield owned by the Larson Group, a massive helicopter was parked on a wide expanse of John. As luggage was being loaded onto the aircraft, Janet, filled with apprehension, oversaw the process. She occasionally issued instructions to the workers, cautioning them to handle the luggage delicately. "Sweetheart, there's no need for you to supervise this yourself," Brandon chided with a chuckle, playfully pinching Janet's nose. "My team is reliable and careful. You can trust them." To Brinsult, reigning from Funter I attempts convince her otherwise. Since this was Janet's inaugural participation in fashion show as an independent designer, her anxious vigilance was natural. He decided to let her handle it her way. "Sean, trailing close behind Brandon, could only shake his head and inwardly grumble about how adept Brandon was becoming at handling Janet's peculiarities, as if he was her personal bodyguard. Sensing something amiss, Brandon shot a frosty look in Sean's direction. Startled, Sean tried to placate Brandon with Ali Event as Janet's assistant. Lexi was even apprehensive than Janet. She feared that error on her part might result in Janet's failure. "Yes, this one's correct, and so is that one," she muttered under her breath, recording each piece. I only after confirming the correctness of all luggage did she let out a sigh of relief, wiping the sweat from her brow. Janet, noticing Lexi's anxiety, couldn't help but smile. "Lexi, don't stress too much. Think of this as a fun trip." However, Lexi shook her head in immediate denial. "No, I must carry out my responsibilities thoroughly and not let you down." Witnessing Lexi's earnestness and determination, "Anything else you desire, just tell me and my best to fulfill it." Lexi responded earnestly, "Boss, this is part of my job. Besides, I consider myself incredibly lucky to attend such a significant event with you and to have this opportunity to travel abroad and broaden my perspective." Touched by Lexi's sincerity, the smile on Janet's face grew brighter. "You're deserving of this reward for all your hard work. It's not easy to find an employee like you who's so considerate of her boss. I wouldn't want anyone to steal you away," she expressed with gratitude. "I'm not leaving," Lexi murmured softly, her heart swelling with joy at Janet's compliment. "What did you say?" Janet asked, unablow Lexi's quiet words. "Nothing," Lexi responded, one up close but also experienced traveling such luxury. "Even if the job can be exhausting, feel it's totally worth it." Observing the pure excitement shining in Lexi's eyes, Janet felt her anxiety easing. Her smile became increasingly radiant. Chapter 1399. The elusive adversary who had been pursuing Janet "I wouldn't miss such an opportunity" once Hell discovered she was participating in the event. Brandon suspected that Jeremy and Suzanne might have arrived in this country ahead of time. As expected, Sean's voice took a solemn tone over the phone as he informed, "We've just received word that Jeremy arrived here a few days ago." "I see." Brandon's laugh was laced grew oppressive and hi and what about Suza?" Brandon's frown deepened and he just spit it out. Sean cleared his throat uneasily. "Mu way since arriving abroad, Suzanne has been OS in a top-tier private hospital. It took some effort to I discover that she underwent an embryo implantation and is now pregnant." As he spoke, Sean involuntarily recalled the incident when Brandon had instructed him to swap out the trash in the hotel room. The memory sent a shudder down his spine. Jeremy and Suzanne were truly depraved. Outright perverts. Brandon remained silent for a moment. A wave of revulsion threatened to make him now anka. He had the MT shot at what perplexed him the most was LIL, had decided to provoke Brandon out of the HL. Was she digging her own grave? The last person who dared conspire against Brandon was already 6 feet under. A bloodthirsty smile played on Brandon's lips as he declared, "Regardless of their motives, I'll ensure each of them meets their end." With that, he ended the call. Sean shivered, processing Brandon's ruthless declaration. They were as good as doomed. Hovel HHI hit Brandon's ire. Heath T. S-E it W-A-I-T-S-T-H-I-I-R. "It's as if this without a trace. We're unable to find for information whatsoever," the underling reported his voice trembling with apprehension. "Mr. Larson, could there be an error in the intel? Or was there no such person at all?" The underling didn't dare voice the final thought. But they were all perplexed. Why couldn't they find anything based on the information provided by Mr. Larson? It was as if this person had never existed. No leads. Brandon's brow furrowed in thought, an odd feeling stirring within him. He had dispatched substantial resources and manpower during this period. No matter whom they were searching for, They should have found something. Yet, this enigmatic pharmacist had / no trace whatsoever. What went wrong? Or had H from the past few days to his inbox? ATI Brandon meticulously scanned the inform twice over. By the break of dawn, a VA suspicion started to take shape in his mind. Chapter 1400. The next morning, a shaft of sunlight streamed into the room like a divine blessing, casting a soft golden aura on Janet, who was still in slumber. Her long eyelashes quivered slightly, then she opened her eyes, sparkling and clear as a dove. Brandon, who was attending to work beside her, noticed her stirring. Seeing her awaken, he couldn't help but flash a warm smile and ask, "Awake? How did you sleep?" Stretching languidly, Janet returned Brandon's eye smile, a glow in her eyes. "I slept wonderfully," she replied, her tone full of energy. A night's rest had revitalized her body and spirit, two eyes now clear, a stark contrast to the fatigue/APS it was due to her exceptional state today, but everything went smoothly from the hotel to the fashion show venue. There were no missteps, no delay caused by forgotten items back at the hotel. This made Janet even more self-assured. After a hectic morning of organization, everything was finally in place. Exhausted, Janet sank into a chair in the dressing room of the fashion show, accepting a glass of freshly squeezed fruit juice from Brandon and downing it eagerly. She had been so busy all day, on her feet constantly, her voice growing hoarse from the constant talking. It was only after drinking the juice that she felt a bit refreshed. Seeing her state, Brandon gently patted Anna's head, asking, "Want another glass?" Looking up at Brandon, Janet noticed "Tired?" And "Why her worry? Are you tired? You should ore a bit. I can manage things here." Brandon, with an indulgent smile, drew Janet closer to him, chuckling, "I'm not tired. But you've been bustling around since early morning. You should be the one resting." Janet leaned into Brandon obediently, breathing in his faint mint scent. The anxiety she had been harboring due to the fashion show gradually dissipated. She smiled, replying, "I'm busy, but exhilarated. The thought of my work about to grace the important stage makes me so excited, I feel like I could take flight." Brandon was amused by Janet's exaggerated response. He pinched her rosy cheek playfully, teasing, "Is it that thrilling? Then show me how you fly." Janet shot him a mock glare and swatted his hand away. "Stop teasing," she chided him. "Jay, all right, Brandon concedes Annette's eyes. "Perhaps I haven't yet reached the pinnacle of being the most talented designer, but I sincerely hope people will appreciate my work." Brandon offered a tender smile. "They certainly will." Janet's tone switched abruptly, her eyes mirroring concern as she looked at Brandon. "Did you not sleep at all last night? You look rather drained. You should rest a bit, so you have the energy to enjoy my show." A helpless smile tugged at Brandon's lips. "You should be the one resting. I can handle things here." Janet shook her head firmly. "I need to supervise everything personally to feel at ease. If there's an emergency, I'm a professional and can manage it better." Brandon was well aware of Janet's tenacious nature, so he simply nodded and refrained from further persuasion.